Show yourself a man, February 10th. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. You can do a much greater and more efficient work, if you will cultivate a calm trust in God, and do not become anxious, and worried, and troubled, as though Jesus were buried in the sepulchre, and you had no Savior. He has risen, he has ascended to the heavens, and is your advocate before the throne of God. The followers of Jesus need not be amazed if they are made partakers with Christ of his sufferings. How can Christ look upon those for whom he has done so much, for whom he has paid so infinite a price, and yet they have never appreciated his great gift for them? The work of Christ's representatives will be similar to that of their Redeemer. They are not to look to self or trust in self. They are not to place too high an estimate upon their own efforts. And when they see that others do not regard their efforts as highly as they themselves estimate them, they come to feel that their labors might as well cease. But this is the work of the enemy. We live not to men but to God. God estimates our work at their fullest value. God estimates nobility of character, and whether men appreciate it or not, it lives after the man is gone. After man has nothing more to do with anything under the sun, the example he has set, the golden words he has spoken, live through all time and through all eternity. This influence which was after the divine pattern never dies. His life has been connected with God. We all have a personal influence, and our words and actions leave an indelible impress. It is our duty not to live for self, but for the good of others, not to be controlled by feelings, but to consider that our influence is a power for good or evil. God would have his workmen be that which David charged Solomon to be, show yourself a man. God is not pleased that any one of his representatives worries, wearies, and wears himself out, so that he does not diffuse the sweet fragrance of heaven in his life. We have but one life to live. Jesus has come to our world to teach us how to live that life, that we may represent the character of heaven. We must never grow faint-hearted, for it will be far worse for ourselves and for others within the reach of our influence. God requires us to behave with dignity under trials and temptations. The man of sorrows, who is acquainted with grief, is before us as our example. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne, to Daniel T. Bordeaux, early worker in Europe.